For KBIA in Columbia, I'm Corey Davidson. The owner of a business that hosted crowded pool parties over the weekend at Lake of the Ozarks said that no laws were broken. Backwater Jack's owner Gary Pruitt released a statement saying safety measures were in place to protect patrons. The statement said that temperatures were checked at the pool entrance by medical staff hired for the event. Pruitt also says that free bottles of hand sanitizer were given out. This business and others on the lake were met with some controversy after posts showing crowds of people circulated on social media over the weekend. According to the Columbia Missourian, Schnucks announced today that one of their employees at the Columbia store has tested positive for COVID-19. The employee's last shift was on May 16th. At this time, the health department has not advised the store to take any specific actions. The company scheduled a third-party vendor to clean and disinfect much of the store, including the employee's station, bathrooms, and the employee break room. Schnucks did not identify the area where the employee worked, citing employee confidentiality. Company spokesperson Paul Simon emailed a statement to the Missourian saying, quote, "The store is open and we are continuing to follow all guidance from local, state, and federal agencies such as the CDC, OSHA, and the Boone County Health Department." The annual True-False Boondoggle will not be celebrated like a typical year, but will instead be replaced by a drive-in movie event. This year, on August 15th, the event will be celebrating Ragtag Theater's 20th birthday. According to the Columbia Missourian, the usual bike ride to Rocheport will be replaced with a pop-up drive-in movie theater at Les Bourgeois Winery. Cinema director of Ragtag, Barbie Banks, says the drive-in event is set to feature food, live music, and an evening screening. And in accordance with social distancing, the usual buffet will be replaced by picnic baskets. Banks also says ticket prices will be announced on July 1st. Joseph Elledge pleaded not guilty to first-degree murder yesterday in the ongoing trial over the death of Meng Chi G. Elledge. Elledge appeared in a Columbia court hearing yesterday via video and waived his formal arraignment. The defense requested a continuance of case and a status update is set for June 26th. Missouri Contemporary Ballet will release its fifth episode of their series Couch Ballet this Saturday at 5 p.m. Couch Ballet comes as a web series to reach audiences during the pandemic, when live ballet shows are nearly impossible to organize due to social distancing. The performance will be available on YouTube, Facebook, and Missouri Contemporary Ballet's website. I'm Corey Davidson, KBIA News, Columbia.